Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Guy Cappuccino. And we want to thank those sponsors. I'm Pete McLeod, Ed Luly. Ed with
it's
us?
It's another beautiful Sunday.
It is, yes. I hope. Anyway, Kevin Rabot is the head coach of Brunswick High School softball. Welcome, coach. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And you have a radio voice. You have a background in radio, so
people will know.
And we have two of the athletes that make this Brunswick team go. And I've been reading their press clippings for the last couple of days, and they're pretty impressive. They were from last year when you were a freshman. Wow. Oh, but we got a sophomore here, Abigail Perry.
Hi.
And it's Abigail. She plays shortstop for the Brunswick softball team. And Daisy Gardner. And Daisy is a pitcher and also second base.
Everything.
Second base and first base and wherever the team needs you. But you're an excellent pitcher. I know you had a complete game last year in one of the clippings I was looking at, a victory over Oakdale, a complete game for you, I think. And you had four hits in that game.
Oh, my.
Which is, well, if I had done that, I'd remember that'd be up on my wall someplace as a clipping. But you're ready to start the season. You've had the snow and rain and cold, and you've lost some games. As we tape this show, you're coming off a victory, a big victory over Smithsburg, 10-2, in which you both got had multiple hit games, I think.
Yes.
And you didn't pitch, but you...
I pitched two innings.
You did pitch two innings of that.
All the pitchers pitched, yeah.
So you're off to a good start here, and I had heard from people at Brunswick that this team is strong. You expect a strong season. You finished 13-7 regular season last year, 15-8 overall, made it past the sectional playoffs,
yes.
Won that sectional championship. So you did well for a young team. And Abigail, you were only a freshman. You were just a sophomore last year, so you certainly played well.
Yeah, it was a good season last year. We were really young, and we really exceeded together.
Well, that's good. That's good. And Coach, you're in your second year. You took over. What's been your history? And I know you coached Middletown JV softball for a while.
I coached Middletown JV softball for 3 years, and I coached baseball and softball in travel baseball and then rec softball in Middletown. I've been coaching for about 20 years. So.
Wow, okay.
I have two sons that I coached and a daughter that I coached, and one of my sons played baseball in college. So
one of your sons played football too, as I recall.
Same one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's okay. So you had a Middletown background.
I do. And I had taken a year off in between coaching in Middletown and Brunswick so I could watch my son play in college, and but I missed coaching, and luckily I managed to get in with Brunswick because it's been great.
Now, how did you get the job here?
I was looking everywhere for a coaching position, and this one came available, and it just worked out.
And athletic director John Jarrett, who's a great friend of ours, he runs a good ship over there, and we've been over there doing a few games. Because of the distance to travel, we were unable to do too many games from over there until recently. With the new digital equipment, we're a little bit more mobile. So
there you go.
As long as we've got space to broadcast, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. And we'll be doing many more, and we're going to try to work out doing maybe a baseball and a softball game this year from Brunswick, because Brunswick has a reputation of being a baseball town, softball town. Little leagues are very popular over there. Now, how did you guys get your start, Abigail? You're still very young, sophomore, shortstop. How'd you get your start in softball?
I started to play when I was about 7. I played with a lot of girls on the team now, the Langs, all kinds of girls, and even some from like other schools around the county. And I started to play travel ball soon when I was about 8 or 9, and I met a lot of the girls around the county too. Everybody around here, like, they're definitely big on travel ball, which I think has helped us, our team, because a lot of our girls play travel. And that's what's built our skill level.
Now, did you have brothers and sisters that played sports?
Yeah. My older brother played football and baseball for Brunswick.
Okay, so you have that in the family,
yeah.
A little sports tradition in the family. Now, what age did you actually get out there and start throwing the ball around?
Probably 6 or 7.
6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
And did you like it immediately, or how did you develop your?
Yeah, I fell in love with it almost right away.
And do you like hitting, or shortstop? Of course, you have to be a good fielder, have a decent arm, and have a good feel for the game.
I like hitting. I think fielding definitely is my forte, you could say. I just like how on the field you learn a lot of trust, like be able to trust the players around you, and I think that's more important than hitting.
Okay, well, you need a good defense, definitely a good defense. And are you quick? I would think you're quick.
I got a little speed.
Yeah. A little speed. Just looks like you.
Very, very speedy. Very speedy.
So you're a classic shortstop then. You're speedy. You got good hands, soft hands. Usually they like to have soft hands.
Yeah.
And can you make the play, double play at second base and that type of thing?
Especially with my girl, Daisy.
Yeah. So you have to be skilled. All right, Daisy Gardner. And I know you play basketball.
Yes, I do. I play.
Any other sports or?
Nope, just basketball and softball.
Yeah, that's a full-time job, I'll tell you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Because your basketball ends and you're right into softball.
Yep.
And even with the cold weather. Now, you are a pitcher.
Yes.
Which is a whole other thing now. Do you do the windmill windup?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
So you're a fastball pitcher? And...
Yeah, well, I throw different things. I throw all types of pitches. I throw mainly, my main pitch is I throw a lot of change-ups, a lot of off-speed, curves, stuff to get them off their feet.
And it works most of the time?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know, reading your clippings, you got a complete game against Oakdale. I know Oakdale's a pretty good team over there.
And, yeah, they are.
So you pitch a complete game against them, you got to be doing something right. You're also a hitter. You hit some home runs.
Yep.
And how many home runs have you hit?
Just one this season.
This season?
This season's early.
Yep.
And you've had multiple hit games. I saw you got in one game I was looking at from last year, you got 4 hits in the game, so you have to know what to do with the bat. Are you a line drive hitter or?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a line drive hitter. Yeah.
And how about in your family now? Were there people that played sports?
My dad, he's always played slow pitch softball, and he's the one who got me into it. I actually played basketball. My main sport was basketball until I was about 6, and my dad really got a bat in my hand, and I loved it, and that's been my thing ever since.
And you played travel ball, too? And,
yeah. I've played travel since I was probably 10 or 11.
And does Brunswick have a feeder system now to feed into the high school? Because that's how most successful sports programs have this, before you get into middle school or high school, so you get that experience and then maybe even the travel experience.
Yeah, we actually have a Little League team now, a Brunswick Little League team. We've always had, like Abigail said, we've always had a Brunswick Rec League. I actually played against Abigail and the Brunswick girls when I was younger. But we have a Little League team now that's a feeder program, and the girls look up to us, our team, and get to see us play and practice on our field, and they love it, so...
And you kind of give them pointers every now and then, or they kind of look up to the big kids.
Yeah, they do. And sometimes there's like little tiny camps, and some of the girls help with them, so they're fun.
And that gives you an idea of what it's like to coach.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Daisy, you're a junior.
Yes.
So you've got one more year to go.
Mm-hmm.
You going to go to college?
Yeah, I'm actually committed to Mount St. Mary's.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's not too far away.
No,
close. Are you going to play softball?
Yeah.
Basketball?
No, just softball.
Just softball.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. He mentioned the magic word coach, and I usually ask seniors this, but would you want to come back and be a coach?
Actually, me and Abigail were literally just talking about this earlier, and my dream, it's kind of not really a huge dream, but I want to coach back at Brunswick. My mom and dad have coached their whole lives at Brunswick, so I want to come back and I want to hopefully coach softball, maybe a little bit of basketball, but I really want, since Coach Ray Battis came here, our program has really boomed, and I want to keep that going. And I want to keep it up.
Well, he's obviously doing it for the love of coaching, because it's not for the money. And so obviously you've given us a lot of thought and you want to do that. And what is it about coaching that really attracts you to it?
Well, especially this year and last year, of course, Coach Rayback kind of really opened my eyes. And the connection you can get with kids, like, and the way that you can change somebody's mindset or make them a better person, not only a player, is, like, huge. And I want to be able to, because it was done to me, I want to be able to do it to other kids.
I think one of the greatest joys, and I had a little bit of coaching, but I think one of the greatest joys as a coach is when you've been teaching something and you see it click. It might not be what you taught them, but when you see that spark out on the field, you see somebody suddenly get it, I think that's one of the greatest joys you can have as an observer, as a coach, and as a player. You guys have already seen that.
Yes.
Wow.
I noticed in the – I was reading – again, reading those clippings of the Frederick News Post to give them a little bit of credit. But I saw – you were quoted, I think, as saying that the practices when Coach Rabot came, the practices got much more serious and strenuous. Is that correct? Are you quoted correctly there?
Yes. Some days our team may say, oh, God, practice is going to be long and hard today, but – we all know, we all come together as a team, and we all fight through the practices because every day, Coach says, like, our games are practice for the next games. We have to practice just as hard every single day to want to be as good as we can, and I think our team has really bought into his aspect on that, and we're really, everybody works together to work hard all the time in practice.
All right, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Daisy Gardner and Abigail Perry, two players on the Brunswick High School softball team, and their coach, Kevin Rabot. We're happy to have him here on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod with Ed Lulley, and we're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Guy Cappuccino. And it's fun to have you guys in here. It always is. I want to ask Abigail, when we say serious practice, can you take us through a typical Brunswick softball practice? He's laughing, but I know why. Go ahead.
Our typical practice starts with us just running and stretching, getting warm, going through our throwing drills. Then we either head over, like, we have our designated, like, area for, like, batting practice, and sometimes we do that first. Other times we'll take some dirt work, fly balls, all that kind of stuff. And then we really just focus on, like, I think our practices are what get us ready, are definitely what get us ready to go. We're learning how, because we have so many new girls this year, we're learning how we need to connect with them on the field, all the coverages, all kinds of drills that are really constantly helping us. There are times that we don't really think, we're like, oh, why are we doing this? But then you get out on the field and it really, really pays off.
Sure. You read any book on coaching, and that's what the fundamentals, situations, practicing what to do in situations. I'm
right.
Sure you do that. And, what is dirt work?
Oh, just, you know, ground balls.
Oh, okay.
Field.
Sure. All right, I get it. Okay. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Are you guys having fun?
Oh, for sure.
I think I already know the answer to that.
For sure.
Coach, it seems to me one of the hallmarks of successful teams is exactly that. They have fun.
Well, if you're not having fun, then it's not much point in playing. And we work hard, but we try and have a good time while we do it. And I'm not sure where I'm successful at that 100% of the time, but we do try to have a good time, and I always say we work hard in practice so we can have fun on game days, and game days are much more relaxed, and now we're having fun because we're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So practices are hard, but game days are fun.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I agree.
And can you tell us about some of the other key players you have on the team this year? Because if John Jarrett said you guys are have a lot of potential, I respect his word.
Well, every single player that we have in the program, not just at varsity, is a joy to be around and a privilege to coach. And this, you know, me being able to coach these young ladies is an honor and a privilege. And we have returning this year, Zadie Bird, who catches, and she's done a tremendous job. Bryn Folden is our only senior.
One senior, wow.
Yes, and she works as hard as anybody you can imagine. Kelsey and Katie Lang are on the team. Unfortunately, Katie tore her ACL playing basketball, so she's definitely support for the team this year. And Kelsey is a power hitter, usually bats number four and plays first base. Nikki Stevens is our center fielder, and she's very quick and does a great job. Got a couple young ladies this year, sisters, Ellen and Emily Stockman, and they are, Emily pitches and plays second, and, no, I got it backwards.
Yeah.
I got, they'll love that, right?
Yeah.
Emily catches and plays third, and Ellen pitches and plays second. And Lexi Stone is our center fielder. Did I miss anybody?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, her name's not here. Oh, there she is. Yeah, she's actually the assistant coach's daughter, and she pitches as well and plays right field and some first base. And we have actually four pitchers on varsity, and Jenny Harrison, who is also a pitcher.
Wow, it's lots. You can never have enough pitching.
No,
right?
No. And she, matter of fact, she pitched recently for us and did very well.
Wow. And I also read something interesting about the team, that you have multiple coaches. Yeah, you're the head coach, obviously, but mm-hmm. do you have how many assistants do you have?
Well, we really have four coaches in total for two teams.
And JVs, too. That's right.
We kind of rotate because George Albright is the assistant coach at varsity, and he calls the pitches oftentimes, and he is the JV head coach as well. And then Zadie's dad, Matt Bird, is an assistant coach, and he will spend time at JV as the situation arises. And Kevin McCarthy also helps out wherever he can, whenever he can. So,
and I would assume at a school like Brunswick, you have very good support.
We do, and the parents are great, and but the whole thing is about the young ladies and what a tremendous job they do. So,
yeah. Well, and they are improving, of course. Now, how did you feel about your first year as a head coach?
It took a minute to get going.
I would think so.
Yeah, but we got into a groove and it started to work out, and I learned a lot that I didn't know. I mean, just because you've coached before doesn't mean you've been in this same situation.
Sure.
So, and if you're not learning, you're standing still. So I learned a lot, and we moved forward real well. I think we had a real nice last year, and I expect to have another great year.
Now, you had success in the playoffs. That's a whole different thing because of the pressure and all that. How did you deal with that? What kind of a coach are you? Are you constantly out in the field there, or are you sitting back in the shade?
Why don't you let them answer that?
Okay, well,
they might have a better.
All right, Abigail. Abigail.
He doesn't sit back in the shade, but he definitely knows when to come in and when to stay back. Because there are times where we may get in a little rut, and all it takes is just us to come together and somebody to say something or somebody to do something, and it just sparks everything. Or there's some times where he may need to come out, give us a little, come on.
Yeah, well, everybody lets down a little bit at times. It's
right.
Just a normal thing,
I think he's very good when it comes to that. He knows when to just let us run it, and not run it, but, let us get through it, work through it, and then when he needs to come out and give us a little kick.
I'm generally loud.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm always loud. So.
Now, I noticed, again, referring to the Frederick News Post, I think they do an excellent job on coverage of high school sports, but the writer was writing about the fact that you seemed, you lost a game, and I thought this was interesting, you lost a game to Linganore, which is a power in softball in the county, as everybody knows, and is a bigger school than you are. But you felt that would almost felt like it was a victory because you had played well, you had stood up to them, you had come back on them, and played just an entire game where you were nose to nose with them. Can you comment on that with Daisy? Because you're more of a veteran player.
That game against Linganore last year is one of the games probably I will never forget. It was one of our early in the season, one of our early games, and we played our hearts out. We played as a team. We hit the ball. Everything was going good. We never gave up in that game. I think at one point we were either tied or we were up, and we were like, some of us looked at each other and we were like, we're beating Linganore right now. And we were so, like, not surprised, but we, like, were just like, I don't know how to explain it. It was a great feeling. And after the game, we, like, all got in our little huddle, and we were talking about it. And I remember me and Coach, we were both kind of emotional about it. We played so good and as a team, and our connection with each other was so tight last year, and just as it is this year, our team was so proud of each other, and nobody hung their heads that game. Everybody was up on the bus and happy. Even though we lost, we had to learn from it. We had to understand that we just fought in a game that was so big, but it was a great game.
Great experience.
Great experience.
Coach, you remember that game? You must.
Oh, I do. You know, they had come off of a season prior with, you won a game?
Yeah, one game.
One game the year before I got there. And,
wow.
And basically, with the addition of Abigail and Zadie, it was the same team. And we had to go through a process to build up their confidence and to figure out how to win, essentially. And that game was a big part of that. That really, I think, launched the rest of the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It chokes me up just thinking about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And the picture in softball, now we all know the sports that are big in Frederick County that are very strong, but I think softball has come up. There's been some state championships, and baseball has always been strong. Middletown won a baseball championship last year. So your competition is, this is every day you're out there on the field. It's like the basketball coaches, they say every single game, we never have a night off, you know.
Yep.
Do you ever have a game off? It's basically tough competition all the time.
Yeah, tough competition. Frederick County softball has gone up. I mean, like, our group of, Abigail said earlier, we've played with these girls growing up, and everybody has grown in the county, so it's just every game is going to be fight for what we want.
All right. And any comment on that, Abigail, on the strength of the opposition? You've played travel ball now, so you've seen what players from other areas are like.
I think there's no let up throughout this county and any of the teams on our schedule. There's all these games we're going to have to play for. We're going to have to play every out, every inning. It's never going to get easy for us.
And you feel the teams together as you get set to launch this season, finally, after all the snow is gone.
Oh, we're definitely together. It's a great, great group of young ladies, and I'm looking forward to working together, and I know they're going to do their best, and that's all you can ever do. So, and then the chips fall where they may.
Yeah,
but it won't be from lack of practice or being ready or effort. They're always going to have that.
All right. It's been a joy having you in here.
It has, indeed.
We've learned a little. It's fun to talk to the players from the different teams because you all have a different outlook. We had the Frederick girls lacrosse in here last week, and that was a whole different thing. You know, they're building, too. They're improving, coming up from, not so good records to much better records. Now, you went from one win to 13 regular season wins, 15 wins in all last year. That's quite an improvement.
Yes.
And to win a sectional championship, that's a feather in your cap, definitely. And now we're not going to talk because of the taping of the show on what your record is, but we do know for sure you won the first games.
Yeah.
they're not going to change that, right? 10-2 over Smithsburg, and a great victory for you. So thank you for coming in here.
Thank you.
All right, and telling us a little bit, we had Abigail Perry, sophomore shortstop, Daisy Gardner, pitcher, and she plays wherever she needs to play when she doesn't pitch, and she's a good pitcher. She's a junior, and they both are veterans on the team. And Kevin Rabot, the relatively new coach, second year, and you certainly did a good job last year. Now you're off to a good start this year, too.
Thank you.
All right, and it's been fun having you here. I want to thank our sponsors, Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Guy Cappuccino. For Ed Luly, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend, and please join us again next week.